Chapter 5. Completely Helpless. The men chose some old camels and put us on their backs. We sat behind the humps and we were very uncomfortable. We continued our journey until midnight, falling many times from the camels' backs. Sometimes we ran behind them over the sharp stones. I can't describe the terrible pain. Finally, we came to a valley, and they ordered us to lie on the hard ground next to the camels. Although we were exhausted, we couldn't sleep comfortably because of our aching bodies and burnt skin. That was the longest and most miserable night of my life. In the morning, we continued and came to a small valley with four tents. Inside, there were other families from the same tribe. Our masters talked to the men of the four tents, and they all kept looking at us. Finally, they agreed to sell James Clark to one of these families, and Horace to another. I shouted and protested, trying to stop them taking the boy away from us, but they hit me with their sticks and took him anyway. Both families got on their camels and left in a different direction. My heart ached as I watched Horace leave, and when he looked back at me, I saw panic in his eyes. But I was completely helpless. I had promised to be responsible for him and to make sure he returned safely to his parents. I had failed him. Now I would probably never see him again, I thought. The young nomad, Jamil, was also sad as he waved goodbye. "Horace!" he shouted. Then he turned back and kicked a stone in anger. In later years, I thought about Jamil. Did he become a cruel slave owner like his father? That night, it felt strange to be just three: Mr. Savage, Richard Delisle, and me. But I was exhausted and fell asleep immediately. I had a dream. I was a slave, and my master was pushing me through a hot fire. I was in terrible pain. But after I passed through the fire, I saw a man on a horse. He was wearing a white hat and European clothes, and he spoke English. He welcomed me and called me brother. Then he gave me a delicious meal of meat, fruit, and wine. "Be brave," he said. "You will see your family again." At that moment, my master called me, and I woke from my dream. It was the 12th of September, and although I was still a slave, I now felt new hope. But then I remembered Horace and started to worry about him again. My master ordered me to move forward with the camels. At noon, we stopped at another camp, and our master sold Mr. Savage and me to two old men. He carried on his journey with Richard Delisle. It was hard for us to say goodbye to Delisle. Our new masters were very cruel. Over the next few days, they didn't give us much water, and our thirst was worse than ever. When we sat in the shade next to the tent, the women pushed us away into the hot sun. One evening, more nomads arrived, and our master bought a sick slave from them. To my surprise, it was James Clark. I was shocked when I saw him. He was very ill and looked terrible. I now understood some of the tribe's language. Nervously, I went to speak to my master. Using basic words and signs, I managed to communicate with him. "If we remain outside another day, we'll all die." He was angry, but he didn't want to lose his property, so he let us sleep in a small corner of the tent. After two good nights' rest and some milk to drink, we started to recover. Clark looked much better. The terrible look in his eyes started to disappear, and they looked brighter. On the third day, We continued our journey through the desert. We travelled south for about 50 kilometres a day, searching for plants for the camels. But there was nothing for them to eat in this immense desert, and they soon stopped producing milk. The three of us now looked like skeletons, and we could hardly stand. Our masters decided to return north, but I was certain we couldn't survive the journey. There were footsteps in the sand in front of us, and we knew other travellers were using the same route. Mr. Savage was in front of me, and Clark and I were walking behind. Clark put his hand on my arm and stopped me. "I can't continue," he said, and he rested his hand on my shoulder. "Can any human become more miserable than this?" I couldn't answer him. I was certain we were going to die that day.